This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel has apparently retaliated for Iran's unprecedented assault last week. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The details remain sketchy, but Iranian troops fired air defenses at a major airbase and nuclear site amid an apparent Israeli drone attack. Italy's foreign minister says the U.S. told a G7 meeting Israel gave last-minute information about the action. Secretary of State Antony Blinken does not dispute it.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations.
He says the Biden administration remains committed to tamping down Mideast tensions that have been rising since Saturday's assault on Israel, which followed its own strikes against Iran in Syria. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukraine said it shot down a Russian strategic bomber on Friday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
At least 8 people, including 2 children, were killed early on Friday when missiles rained down over the eastern city and the surrounding central Dnipropetrovsk region. In retaliation, Kyiv says it shot down a Russian strategic bomber it says took part in the long-range strike. This is the first time during the 2-year-long war that Ukraine has downed a bomber within Russia's borders. While the Russian Defense Ministry confirmed the crash, it said it was due to a technical malfunction.
Rachel Judah from Reuters. The U.S. House of Representatives has pushed a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies closer to passage. A key procedural vote gained approval Friday to move ahead with the bill, with Democrats joining Republicans in a rare assist. President Joe Biden sent a swift endorsement of the speaker's plan. Final votes on the package are expected Saturday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The world's largest election began on Friday with nearly a billion voters in India in a poll set to last 7 weeks. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The vote sees Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoping to clinch a historic third term in office. He's called his first 2 terms appetizers, with the main course served in the third. Modi has campaigned for more growth, welfare, and Hindu nationalism. His Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, faces an alliance of 2 dozen opposition parties, which promises to fight discrimination and to save democratic institutions from what they say is Modi's dictatorial rule. His government and party face criticism they discriminate against India's 200 million minority Muslims to please their hardline Hindu base, which they deny.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. The rights of LGBTQ plus students will be protected by federal law, and victims of campus sexual assault will gain new safeguards under new rules from the Biden administration. The Education Department issued its new Title IX regulation on Friday. Notably absent from Biden's policy, however, is any mention of transgender athletes. The administration had planned to include a new policy forbidding schools from enacting outright bans on transgender athletes, but that provision was put on hold as the issue became a political rallying point for Republicans. Kenya's military chief, General Francis Ogola, died in a helicopter crash on Thursday, along with 9 others. Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram reports.
They were on a helicopter, which President William Ruto said crashed right after takeoff, after visiting troops fighting cattle rustling. 2 soldiers survived the crash and were in hospital, according to Ruto.
Our motherland has lost one of her most valiant generals. We have also lost gallant officers.
Ogola was appointed by Ruto last year to lead the military. At the time, the president accused him of involvement in a plot to overturn the 2022 presidential election results. But he said Ogola was still the most qualified person for the job.
Devi Rajaram from Reuters. The United Nations Agency for Refugees says Cypriot efforts at sea to stop numerous Syrian refugee-laden boats departing Lebanon from reaching the European Union member island nation mustn't contravene international human rights laws. Cypriot authorities have reportedly dispatched police patrol vessels to thwart boatloads of Syrian refugees from reaching the island about 110 miles away. A UNCHR spokesperson said Friday relatives of passengers claimed Cypriot authorities, quote, forcibly pushed back several boats using violence, but the UN agency said, quote, was not in a position to confirm that. A Cypriot senior official denied any coercion was used to get the boats to return to Lebanon, insisting that Cyprus doesn't engage in any pushbacks. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.